Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Can I please speak to Lisa?
Can I have your name, please?
It's Vessel Watt speaking.
Okay, hold on a second.
Give me this from Jason Trott. $5 a week for 6 months. Hoeveel pas per week het hulle gedoen? Hoeveel het hulle gedoen per week?
Thank you so much for staying online. Lisa Tudor here. How may I help?
Hello, Lisa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who is this?
This is Vessel Watt speaking.
I'm sorry?
Vessel Watt.
I think there's a distortion in line. Can you repeat your name for me one more time, first and last name?
My first name is Vessel.
Mm-hmm.
My surname is Watt, W-A-T-T.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm the husband of Coleman Watt.
Right. How are you? How can I help?
Lisa, who should we speak to with regarding this contract that we signed with you and terminating the contract?
Mm-hmm. So what is going on?
We want to terminate the contract because you guys have not fulfilled your part of the contract requirements.
Okay. All right. Just give me a quick moment. Let me pull up your account in front of me so I can better assist you, okay?
Okay.
What email address would be in our record for you? Can you provide that email address?
Mine or the one that you should have with regards to the contract?
Yeah, the one that we are using to contact you.
To contact me or to contact Coleman?
Oh, to contact him.
Same.
Okay, I'm ready.
You want which address, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
Which email address are you looking for?
The email address that is registered in our system. I'm asking for that email address.
Right, it should be C-A-R.
Can you spell phonetically?
Okay, now it's info, I-N-F-O.
Okay.
At.
Mm-hmm.
CarmenWatt.com. CarmenWatt.
Just stay with me on the line. Thank you very much for staying on the line, Carmen. I got your account pulled up. I'm so sorry. There was so much of distortion on the line that I could barely understand you. Okay. So, yes, I am looking at the account, and you mentioned the reason why I wanted to have a chat with you was because you mentioned that nothing has been done, right?
It's not Carmen speaking. It's Vesel speaking. But yes.
And
the situation is,
are you calling on behalf of Carmen?
I'm calling you on behalf of Carmen.
Okay.
Okay. Because the thing is, we've signed this agreement with you, or Carmen has signed this agreement with you,
mm-hmm.
with set parameters and deliverables, which has not been met. Okay.
Deliver books. Who said that the
deliverables? Deliverables. Deliverables.
Okay. Deliverables, okay. Gotcha, go ahead.
Okay. And according to paragraph 4 of the agreement, okay, mm-hmm. if you have not sufficiently produced or realized those deliverables, okay, then there is an option to cancel the contract with a refund.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the stage where, and we're coming to the stage where she no longer wants to go ahead with you guys.
Okay.
The contract period.
And where in the contract does it say about the copies or sales or anything like that?
Paragraph 4.
4, you said.
Yes, so the first thing is there's paragraph 2 that says the service is to be provided by the agency,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So those deliverables have not been met.
Okay,
but
and it
secondly,
also says that $700 shall be paid monthly for the AdWords. Did Carmen pay $700 monthly for the ads while we were doing the marketing for him? I don't think so.
No, that is, but when was it requested to pay $700?
Read
Show me the request.
Yeah.
Please forward me the request from your team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When, because the thing is your team, not your team, the team that was previously on it, and as well as your team,
mm-hmm.
up to now, has not sent anything requesting any additional payment to be made within the marketing plan and the social media campaign.
Mm-hmm. But it's in the contract, see? So are we, if we are following the contract to the T, then you also need to understand that we did not ask you to pay that $700 every month as well. See, my point to highlight this is to enlighten you or to make you aware of the situation that it's something that is workable. And we've spent so much of time.
It's not workable because number one is, besides the $700 to be paid monthly,
mm-hmm.
you've not done 5 posts a week for 6 months. If you can show me that you've done 5 posts a week for 6 months, which were one of the deliverables within your contract,
mm-hmm.
okay, then you have a point.
Okay. All right.
At the moment, you are showing me, you're telling me that we have not done the $700. Not once has it been communicated to say, okay, yes, we need the $700 payment because it's going to go towards this, this, and this payment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's none such communication from your side.
I cannot
comment
on this at this point of time because I do not have the information related to whether or not somebody approached Carmen. So I'll have to investigate deeper, and
Aren't you responsible for this? Aren't you responsible for this client at the moment? Did you not take over this client?
I am not the primary person that is in contact with Carmen. Understand that my job is to handle compliance cases. And when Carmen spoke to me a month ago, he told me that he is concerned about the quality of the work in terms of having the post captions and all of that aligned according to the book. And that is when
it's not only the quality, ma'am. It's the frequency. I've not seen in one LinkedIn engagement. There's not been one Twitter engagement. or
how will that engagement be there? It's very complicated at this point of time. You need to understand that there was supposed to be a budget of 700 per month that we were supposed to spend on paid campaigns. We did not do that.
Why did you not do it?
Because Carmen did not pay that amount.
No, because she never requested and said, listen, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You mean that if we didn't pay you $700 a month, okay, over the 6 months, okay, it was not monthly, okay, it was over a six-month period, not once have any one of your agency requested for that payment, as well as to indicate for which advertisement or campaign that money will be utilized or required.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, and I will have to get back to you in regards to this, in terms of whether anyone contacted Carmen for an additional payment or not. So I'll have to get back.
Yes, because we have in the past requested specifically what the nature of this payment will be for and why, or when is it due and paid for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have not received any information with regards to that. This contract has already gone since the end of October. We are talking about end of June now. That's 8 months,
mm-hmm.
okay? So if you are not delivering on your side, right? The
mm-hmm.
client has the option to cancel the contract.
Yes, of course. The client does have
okay.
that option. But at this point of time, you're saying that we're not delivering as per the contract. There are a lot of things that weren't abided according to the contract. So I will have to talk to the team and get back to you. Is there a working number that I can take down to speak to you directly?
Yes, my number is 713.
713.
248.
248.
2943.
I'm sorry, 2943.
2943. 43.
43.
Yes.
Let me repeat that. 713-248-2943. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And
my name is Wessel, WESSEL.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Mitchell?
W?
Mm-hmm.
E?
Mm-hmm.
S-S-E-L.
Okay. All right.
Whiskey Echo Sierra Sierra Echo Lima.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. I got it. All right. And what is your relation with Carmen?
I'm her husband.
You're her husband. All right. Okay. Thank you so much for providing this information with
me. When can I expect a phone call back from you, ma'am?
At least tomorrow. At least give me like 24 hours to work on this and get back to you, okay? So most probably
right, thanks.
Tomorrow. I'll call you back.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you for your time. Take care. Have a nice
day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.